Okay, so I think we'll go ahead and get started now. Is this thing working? No, it was working earlier, and now it's not.
We'll see.
It's still on. And now? Anybody? You hear me? It was working earlier. Whoops, that did it. Okay, so is that all right, or is it giving any feedback? It's okay now? Okay, good. So we'll go ahead and get started. It's always tough at the end of the semester to put something on because people are like cranking out their last week of classes. I see the faculty going, oh yeah, it's rough out there. So I appreciate you all coming out, especially with the impending storm that appears to be upon us out there. And we'll be talking about another impending storm tonight. But first I want to read a message of support that we got over the weekend, actually on Easter, from MIT Institute Professor Noam Chomsky, which some of you know, I'm sure. Where he wrote, "Independence and integrity of universities is under serious attack, part of a much more general assault on basic freedoms and democratic rights. I hope this event will contribute to resisting these dangerous developments." And I certainly hope that this will be a beginning or another place for that. It's great to get that kind of support for sure. I'm Loretta Capehart, and I teach here in the Justice Studies Department, and some of you know me because of my infamous case against the university, which unfortunately was recently dismissed from federal court. And so I want to talk a little bit about what that is about, and then let others talk further. The judge, Judge Manning, in this basically decided that when a plaintiff is a government employee, that would be me, her speech made pursuant to her professional responsibilities is not protected by the First Amendment, right? Yeah. And then she went on to define my duties so broadly that it scares me, not personally, but also for my entire profession and all of my colleagues at this university and beyond. Because some of the issues at stake here is, like, as a club advisor on this campus, she decided that it was my responsibility to defend those students. And I certainly take it as my personal integrity that I should do that, to defend all student rights, but I don't feel that I'm paid to do that by the university, nor do I feel that they have the right to tell me whether or not I can do that. Yet that's what this decision means. So if that's the case, right, then what other duties are we expected to perform? And then in the performance of those duties, how can we be retaliated against if, in fact, someone in the administration doesn't like the way that we did that? Some people in the room today were with me in a faculty senate meeting earlier where we witnessed our president have an all-out meltdown, and in that made some very explicit remarks about remarks that a faculty member had made in the meeting that she found offensive. So who knows if now she's going to decide that she can retaliate against that person, punish that person for making what were very clearly appropriate remarks given the situation. And this is what is very dangerous for us in academia, right? Because if we don't have the right to share in the governance of this institution, how does this institution stand? How can this be a democratic institution? And then if we don't have rights, what rights can our students expect to have? Right? How are they going to be protected when they decide to demonstrate against the war on this campus, or when they decide to put up a wall similar to the one that is surrounding Palestine to demonstrate what's happening over there? Will they be also shut down and punished for daring to speak their minds on this campus? So our speakers today will offer us a lot to think about and our freedoms on this campus and beyond. I hope that at the end we'll have a vigorous discussion without fear, but looking toward making this university and this community respectful of free speech. And our first speaker is going to be John Wilson, who is the editor of Illinois Academe. I first saw John speak here a couple years ago, maybe even 3 years ago now, right? When this current president decided to put out an anti-free speech policy that was so draconian, it absolutely, and my dear colleague Russell has a copy if you'd like to see it. It was so draconian that it actually demanded response, and John was an important part of that. So if you'll welcome John.